The Guardian.
Obama's argument has long been that the war in Iraq was an unnecessary diversion, and that the real battle is against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And he sees that as a battle that has to be won. And so he sees a redeployment of American forces from Iraq to Afghanistan. And he's also keen that, as well as additional US troops, there should be more European troops, particularly from Germany and France.
And he's also due to make a speech in Washington today about Iraq, amongst other things. As you say, he's always stressed his opposition to the war in Iraq. But lately, his opponent, Senator John McCain, has accused him of changing his position. What's that all about?
Partly, when you move from being primary candidate to the sort of presidential candidate and then the prospect of being president, you have to refine your policies. And Obama, as part of doing that, created confusion about when he would actually have all U.S. Combat troops withdrawn from Iraq. He initially promised by the end of Christmas 2009, and then it became the sort of summer 2010. And then there's confusion about how many he would withdraw combat troops, but he would leave other US troops in place. And it's not clear how many would be left in place. We could be talking about 40,000, 60,000, 80,000. And a lot of Iraqis and a lot of Americans wouldn't really regard that as withdrawal. And there's a lot of suspicion in Iraq that America's intent on keeping permanent bases there.
So this speech today in Washington comes just ahead of, we don't know the exact dates, but he's making trips to Iraq and Afghanistan and Israel and Britain, amongst other places. What is this all about?
He's due to go to Iraq and Afghanistan in the next week or so. The specific dates haven't been announced for security reasons. If people knew when he was going to Iraq and Afghanistan, everybody with RPG would be heading in that direction. But he will be there in the next week or two. And it's mainly, it's important for a presidential candidate to establish credibility on foreign policy. And McCain is always saying that this is Obama's weakness. So to have footage of Obama in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, will be playing back to a domestic audience, and that's the main reason. I mean, Obama has lots of foreign policy advisors, and that's where his policy will be shaped. This is mainly about electioneering.
Is he inexperienced on the foreign policy front?
You know, for someone of his age involved in politics, he's not. He's surprisingly not travelled a lot. He's also on the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's chair of the subcommittee in Europe. But it's not clear how much he's actually been. He said in an interview last year with a local paper in the US in Iowa that he travelled extensively in Europe, but his passport shows that he was only there for about 24 hours.
He certainly seems to be popular in Britain. A poll in yesterday's Guardian showed that were he running as president in Britain, he would beat Senator John McCain hands down. Is that something he'll be at all interested in or take comfort from?
Yeah, it's important to him. You know, again, as part of this electioneering, so he has to be seen to be popular in Europe. He needs to be seen with crowds of people cheering and applauding him. Now, whether this is in Germany, Paris or London, it doesn't really matter, but he does need that.
And finally, Ewan, there's been a cartoon on the front of the New Yorker magazine, which has caused quite a stir, showing Barack Obama wearing a turban, amongst other things. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, the Obama camp, not Obama himself, but his team, have criticised saying that, you know, this plays into the right-wing stereotype of Obama, and it plays into all these sort of myths of that he's a Muslim and the rest of it. And John McCain's camp, to their credit, has echoed the Obama team, saying that, you know, this is bad taste. There's one argument put by some saying that, you know, anybody reading the New Yorker is fairly sophisticated and will see that this is a piece of political satire. The problem for the Obama camp is that the New Yorker appears in newsstands across America, and even people who won't necessarily buy it will be seeing it.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily.
That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.